Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, free agency is officially beginning in the NFL, and Trader Bill, as John McClain calls him, Bill O'Brien, is exploring trade options, according to Aaron Wilson, including Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson. We know Carlos Hyde is going to test the market. Could the Texans be upgrading at the running back position? I think they should be. I think they should at least be trying to upgrade from Carlos Hyde. And I think David Johnson, although the money is a little bit steeper than what Carlos Hyde was, I think he would be an upgrade over Carlos Hyde, as would Devontae Freeman, who was released today by the Atlanta Falcons.
David Johnson would have a $16 million cap hit in 2020. $16 million cap hit in 2020. Only $3 million in 2021, so maybe they, you know, trying to capture that that lightning 1 year here and just biting the bullet. They're going to have more money, of course, now. That what'd the cap go up to, $198 million over the weekend?
You're asking me questions. I don't know. I don't know what the cap went up. I know that their cap space right now is about 40 mil-ish or whatever, so we'll see. But I think upgrading at running back would be a good decision. I think Carlos Hyde, who you basically got in a throw-in trade, you traded Martinez Rankin to the Chiefs for Carlos Hyde. Chiefs were going to cut him. I think Carlos Hyde is a sign that the Texans can bring in guys off the street, and those guys can have the most productive years. Yeah. And if you get someone more talented like a Freeman or like a David Johnson, which, my gosh, I don't even know what that compensation would be, I think it would be good for the offense.
Well, the running back position would certainly upgrade. You know, who knows where they're going to end up with David Johnson in terms of, you know, the production he has. Last year, you know, he only played in 13 games, started 9 games, and ran for 345 yards. But he's been productive over the years. Went for 1,200 in 2016 and was not real durable after in 2017. Didn't play. But he's, I mean, how big of an upgrade really is it? He had a one big year, and then 940 yards in 2018 and 345 last year.
So you think Carlos, you don't think he's an upgrade over Carlos?
I think he's an upgrade over Carlos Hyde, but I wouldn't expect him to be, you know, all pro here. That's for sure. Especially at a $16 million cap hit. That's a lot of money.
And as far as the rest of the division, there's already been a lot of activity in the AFC South. You had the Tennessee Titans give Ryan Tannehill a 4-year contract, basically say no to Tom Brady. They franchise tag Derrick Henry, and Adam Schefter is reporting that he expects the Indianapolis Colts, which they can do it right now because the legal tampering period has begun. He expects the Indianapolis Colts to pursue Phillip Rivers. So we could see a new quarterback in the division, not going to be Tom Brady. Phillip Rivers could end up in Indianapolis.
That's something that we've kind of speculated on here and there. The Tennessee Titans, we haven't even mentioned this, you know, they found their guy, and it's right under their noses with Ryan Tannehill and the contract he got. I think if you're a Texans fan, you're happy with that. He was clearly better than Mariota, but he wasn't. What was the contract he got? $33 million a year or something like that?
4 year. It's a 4-year deal. It's set up pretty nicely. Ryan Tannehill is going to be their quarterback. It's really like the first 2 years is where it's heavy, but Ryan Tannehill doesn't really, as good as he was last year, it really doesn't scare me the fact that he is with the Tennessee Titans again. The first year it's going to be $11.8 million, then 29.5, and then it's basically just set up for the first couple years,
right?
And we'll see how Ryan Tannehill does. The other big news, and we talked about it with John McClain, potential trade involving DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston Texans. The thing
The thing about this, I think this is a tough pill to swallow. Shout out to all the loopholes listening, 713-572-4610 to get in. And the radio.com app is really beneficial these times because you can rewind, you can speed up, you can do all that type of stuff. Whenever trades are made, you've heard Bill O'Brien say, whenever he's made a move in the last 10 months or whatever it is that he's been in charge, it's always been, it's in the best interest of the team.
Right.
It's in the best interest of the team. You know, we did what was in the best interest of the team. He said it about Jadeveon Clowney. It's going to be hard to convince a lot of people that trading DeAndre Hopkins would be in the best interest of the team.
It's not. It's not in the best interest of the team to trade your best player, your most reliable player, the best player this team has had for nearly a decade. And yes, I'm including J.J. Watt there because J.J. hasn't been able to stay on the field as much. I mean, I know he's been had better years than DeAndre Hopkins by a small margin. But DeAndre Hopkins is your best player. Where are you going to win games if you're the Houston Texans with your offense? It's the only way you're going to win games. Your defense is not there, especially if Reader's gone, which it seems as if DJ Reader's going to be gone. Your cornerbacks, you're redoing. Your safeties, you've lost one safety already in Jahlil Adai. I know he's just kind of a rotation guy, but still, you're going to have to replenish that. I mean, you're going to have to be – if you're going to beat the best teams in the league, you're going to have to do it with your offense. And taking away DeAndre Hopkins from that offense is not in the best interest of your team. There will be other factors at play. John McClain mentioned money. And by the way, we'll play some of those comments, I'm sure, from McClain, because I thought they were really enlightening, Landry. I mean, it wasn't, oh, not going to happen. It wasn't, I haven't seen that or whatever, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, John McClain was saying, I could see this happening. It's about money because they don't want to give DeAndre Hopkins with 3 years left on his contract, an extension on his deal. It's not in the best if those are your factors, then you got to figure it out. And the Texans have played hardball with guys when it comes to contract in the past. They did it with Clowney. They've done it with others.
My problem is it would just be a contradiction of what they've done. And I haven't been a fan of the way that Bill O'Brien has functioned as the GM the last 10 months. I think it's been way too aggressive. I think it's a two-year plan. But the plan was clear. You're not going to have first-round picks the next couple years. You traded two twos, two threes, and a two in less than 1 year. So you were extremely aggressive. But the plan was clear. We're going all in the next couple years. It might eventually bite us, but that's what we're doing. We're not going to have first-round picks the next couple seasons. It makes sense. If that's your plan, even if I'm not 100% on board with the plan, I can at least get behind it because there's a clear method and there's a clear route to improving your roster. You're not going to get equal value for DeAndre Hopkins. So if this happened, we don't know if this is going to happen. This is the season of headlines. This is the season of rumors. That's what's so great about it. NFL free agency has finally begun. But if you do that, it's a contradiction of what you've done, and you're still not going to have these draft picks, and now you're going to be without your toughest, smartest, dependable player that you've had in your entire time in coaching the Houston Texans. Nobody has been tougher, smarter, more dependable than DeAndre Hopkins.
There's another way to put this. Now, we don't know what this trade would bring back in return, but I think it's safe to say. Another way to say best interest of the team is to say, does it make us better? Right? Because that's what the best interest of the team is. Does it make us better?
Well, based on that, the Clowney trade didn't make you better, right?
Right. Well, and we argued that. We talked about that. So if you trade DeAndre Hopkins, what would you have to get in return to say, yeah, the Texans got better? I mean, you'd have to just fleece somebody because this is an elite, elite receiver. Maybe in our views, the best receiver in the NFL. Trading him away under almost any scenario does not make you better.
If you ask me that question,
yeah,
and you ask me what you need to get to justify a DeAndre Hopkins trade, I would say a first and a third. And
a receiver.
Well, I think you would have to use one of those draft picks on this deep receiving core, and you would have
maybe
to hit that.
Yeah.
You would have to hit that pick for it to be justified. If you give me a first and a third, and the Texans draft a receiver in the first three rounds, and they nail that pick, they hit that out of the park, just like A.J. Brown with the Titans last year. He was a second-round pick in a less deep receiving core. If you gave me a first and a third, and you assured me that Bill O'Brien in his first draft is going to hit it out of the park with both of those picks, then I guess I would be okay with
that's
it.
That's a lot. But who's going to do that? Okay, we'll give you a first. We'll give you a third. And, you know, whatever else you want for DeAndre Hopkins. His value right now at 29 years old is probably a first and a receiver and maybe a late draft pick, like a sixth, right? Wouldn't you say it's something along those lines? Either way, it would have to be.
He's only 27. You aged him.
I said 29. 27. Nevertheless, it would have to be something huge. Huge.
But the problem is, and this is the other thing that I think is interesting about all this chatter, is that of all the contracts that the Texans have, this is the most team-friendly deal that you have. And I think that's why the rumblings are getting out there, because maybe DeAndre Hopkins wants that new contract because it is basically a steal right now that you're getting for him. The market basically outgrew his contract when it came there. But of all the contracts you have right now under control, the Houston Texans, DeAndre Hopkins is the most team-friendly deal you have. But the other thing comes is that emerges with questions like this is, does DeAndre Hopkins have the leverage? Because you saw Jadeveon Clowney last year. He used his leverage, and he basically picked his destiny. They paid $7 million to Seattle for Jadeveon Clowney to go there, even though they probably could have gotten better value elsewhere, assuming that JD would have signed with them. Does DeAndre Hopkins use his leverage and say, there's only a certain amount of teams that I would go to? You're not going to get the best value for me. You're going to satisfy me as well, or else I'm not going wherever you trade.
Well, I think both sides are going to have to. That's the negotiation, right? I mean, he's going to want to, if he's getting traded, he's going to want to go to a place that he can win, and certainly that he's going to enjoy playing for. But the Texans aren't going to just say okay. I mean, you know, they're going to have to get their value in return. It's going to be tough. It's just mind blowing. We're talking about trading DeAndre Hopkins. We talked about it when we started this show at 10 a.m., you know, and I'll reiterate it here for the audience that comes in and out on radio.com. You can listen to us as you're socially distancing yourself from people, and we appreciate that. I started at the beginning. You know, we're not going to bury the lead. A lot of things going on with what's going on in the world and in our city. But how much has changed since last Friday? We took last week off. Like, the world has changed. You know, no more March Madness. No more Masters, no more, you know, the NFL has changed its draft. Everything has changed in our world. And I think the most surprising thing to me of all that, the Texans are talking about trading DeAndre Hopkins. They're talking about trading DeAndre freaking Hopkins. I can't even believe we're talking about this. It's incredible.
John McClain's now saying that if the Texans are interested in trading for running back David Johnson to replace Carlos Hyde, maybe Cliff Kingsbury will package him in a deal for DeAndre Hopkins. Texans would have to get a lot more than Johnson to part with Hopkins. If the foundation of a DeAndre Hopkins trade
is David Johnson,
is David freaking Johnson, that's going to be a tough, tough pill for Bill O'Brien to swallow. David Johnson, you could tell me that David Johnson was getting cut, and I wouldn't be surprised. And I think we would still have the discussion of, is he worth bringing in? And you might disagree with me on that. If the foundation of a DeAndre Hopkins trade is David Johnson, it's a bad look for King Bill. That's a horrible, bad look for King Bill.
When I had a second in the break to talk about, to think about this David Johnson trade, I thought it was just going to be the Texans taking on his salary, basically, and getting a draft pick, kind of a reverse Osweiler, you know what I mean? Like, the Texans are just taking on David Johnson. They need a running back, taking on his $16 million.
Yeah, maybe they throw a second-round pick
in. And they throw a second in so the Texans can get a draft pick. After I thought about it, that's it. But if you're right, if this is the foundation of a DeAndre Hopkins trade, and John McClain is plugged in, we know that, it's going to be a disaster, an absolutely disaster. Cardinals have a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth. That's it. No extra picks this year that I can see from the Cardinals this year.
713-572-4610 to get in. A lot of stuff going on as free agency has begun. We'll give you the latest. Free agency frenzy continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, legal tampering has begun in the NFL. Free agency is upon us. The official start time, 3 o'clock on Wednesday. That's when teams can officially sign players, but this is where all the movement is starting. If you're just tuning in, big news, the Colts expected to entertain bringing in Phillip Rivers. The Titans, they have re-upped Ryan Tannehill and basically said no to Tom Brady. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, the one team in the division that doesn't appear to be aggressive, trade Calais Campbell to the Baltimore Ravens for a fifth-round pick. So another great player leaves the division. You had Andrew Luck leave last year, Jalen Ramsey, now Calais Campbell. Everybody seems to be aggressive in this division. Jacksonville, however, they are basically zigging while everyone else is zagging, John.
I got to tell you, if I'm a Jaguars fan, I like what they're doing in terms of building. They're stockpiling draft picks. They're going to build around a young quarterback, apparently, unless they draft another one, in Gardner Minshew. They've gotten rid of some players with some big contracts, and they're building the old-fashioned way. They really are.
It's the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker with you here on Sports Radio 610. But the big news far today, the biggest news has been the possibility of the Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins. It was thrown out there by Peter King. John McClain didn't quite hike his leg on it. Michael Lombardi's doubled down. The possibility of trading DeAndre Hopkins is what Texans fans are talking about as free agency begins in the NFL. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Only team I could think of that could trade for Hopkins would be the Raiders. Now, if you look at the Raiders, if they get him, the defense is good. They try to wiggle back, get Antonio Brown. David Carr was an MVP candidate 3 years ago. So what do you guys think about that?
He's talking about Derek Carr. Of course not David Carr. Yeah. David Carr was never an MVP candidate. It would be interesting for the Raiders because this is a team that traded a first-round pick 2 years ago to the traded for a first-round pick, traded Amari Cooper to the Cowboys, who, by the way, was not franchise tag. Dak Prescott was, so Amari Cooper's on the market. But if you look at what the Raiders got right now as far as draft compensation, 2 first-round picks, 3 third-round picks, so 4 and a 7. So it's a little bit West Coast. I've talked about I think DeAndre Hopkins is destined for the West Coast. Raiders got the compensation. Could I interest you in a first-round pick and a third-round pick from the Raiders for DeAndre Hopkins?
No, you could absolutely do that. I think that would be a good start. I also feel like, you know, first of all, Antonio Brown, no. But, you know, you got to go with teams like that. I really feel like Bill O'Brien is going to want to get some higher draft picks for whatever it is.
And the teams that can trade him are the ones who have a lot of them. And they have 2 first-round picks right there.
A lot of them.
Texans don't have one. Let's just throw in, since we're just playing hypothetical trade, let's trade in Hunter Renfrow, Deshaun Watson's old teammate at Clemson, too. He's a little reliable slot receiver.
How cool would that be? Of course, he's no DeAndre Hopkins, but with Deshaun Watson, he kind of is.
Yeah, and the national championship touchdown, game-winning touchdown when Deshaun was there. I just, if Bill O'Brien does trade DeAndre Hopkins, as a podium critic, I would just be intrigued to see what the sales pitch would be at the podium.
Yeah.
Like, what is he going to say? Is he going to say this was in the best interest of the team? Is he going to say we just needed some draft picks?
Right.
What exactly would the sales pitch be? I'm going to make you a member of the Texans front office, and I don't want you to tell me what you actually believe. I just want you to try to spin a potential DeAndre Hopkins trade and tell myself, Landry Locker, and any other Texans fan that has watched DeAndre Hopkins do what he's done better than most in the world.
You're asking me to do the impossible.
Try to spin it for me and tell me what exactly I should be thinking or how you can make me feel better about potentially trading DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, John, we feel like it was in the every move we make relative to this team.
Don't do this.
Is with the best interest of this team and this organization in mind. But, Bill, DeAndre Hopkins has been your best player for a decade. Well, we feel like it was in the best interest of our team to trade DeAndre Hopkins. Look, I can't even do this. You know what the spin would be? The spin would be, don't look over here at what we let go, an all-time, you know, player that's on track to become a Hall of Famer. Look at what we got. I think that's what he's going to do if this happens. Hey, we got draft picks. We feel like we're building. Our future is this and that. But that's where that's where I disconnect with this whole notion of trading DeAndre Hopkins. There is no future, you know. The future right now, going into his 7th season as the head coach of the Houston Texans, is this year and maybe next year. That's it.
It's a two-year window.
That's it for Bill O'Brien. It's a two-year window.
For the way the roster's built, the way that you've been making moves right now, it's a two-year window.
Well, you can't just be spinning your wheels this year again and then next year again and get ousted in the first round of the playoffs or barely miss the playoffs or whatever and tell us and expect us to believe that it's in the best interest, it's still in the best interest of your team. And hey, give me a little more time. I've said it numerous times, and you know what I'm going to say right now. And I think it's one of Bill O'Brien's greatest talents, kicking that can down the road. Hey, yeah, we need to. We just need this, and then we'll get there. And then we need this, and then we'll get there. And then we need this. Whether it's a quarterback, a franchise quarterback like Deshaun Watson, or whatever it is down the road, and. That ain't going to fly anymore.
It's not clear direction if you do get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, because you've traded all these draft picks and you've traded these draft picks to bring guys in. And if you did trade DeAndre Hopkins, which is what Peter King, John McClain, Michael Lombardi, among others have thrown out there, that would mean that you arguably, and this is arguable, this is debatable. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's debatable that DeAndre Hopkins has been your best player on offense the last 5 years.
Best player on your team.
Yeah, he's been the best player on your team, so he's been the best player on the offense. Defensively, when J.J. Watt, because J.J. was he's been missing seasons. Now, he had a good year. He had a good year 2 years ago, but J.J. Watt's been missing seasons. You can make a case that Jadeveon Clowney was your best player on defense. So if you just look at the decisions Bill O'Brien has made, you've traded all of your draft equity, and you've traded your two best players in less than a year.
How does that fly?
Usually when you trade your best players, you get back assets that give you a brighter future. You don't have a brighter future because you traded Jadeveon Clowney. And if you trade DeAndre Hopkins, trading arguably the best player at his side of the ball within a year, and you don't get assets that help build towards the future, what the hell exactly are we doing here?
That's what I'm saying. It would be Bill O'Brien doing what he does best. Hey, be patient with me. We're getting there. This time it's really going to work. Look, all we need is a left tackle. You got a left tackle, and you still got ousted after blowing a 24-0 lead. We need a franchise quarterback. You got a franchise quarterback. And you still got ousted early in the playoffs. We need this. We need that. Okay, now we got some assets coming back for DeAndre Hopkins, and we're really going to get those draft picks, and we're really going to get it done. It won't fly. That won't fly. It won't fly with me. It won't fly with Houston Texans fans. He's already the most despised sports figure in this entire city, in this entire region. It's just going to go even worse.
If you don't get, let's say you don't get, like I throw out the possibility of DeAndre Hopkins going to Los Angeles, which is he's been shopping for homes there. He's been hanging out with Todd Gurley. Jalen Ramsey's his guy. I think Nuke is eventually going to be in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Even after retirement or whatever, I think DeAndre Hopkins is an L.A. guy. Unless you brought in like a guy like a Brandon Cooks and you got some extra compensation, who, by the way, is close with Jack Easterby, the second most powerful man over there at NRG. Unless you did that, just look at the roster, and let's pretend we don't know a damn thing about these rookies. There could be a pleasant surprise like A.J. Brown in Tennessee.
Sure.
But let's just pretend we don't know anything about these rookies. You would have Will Fuller, who you can't even rely on as your number two or number three receiver, as probably your best returning receiver next season. You would have Kenny Stills, who can't fill the shoes of Will Fuller when he's not in there, and Kiki QT, who's in the doghouse.
Right. You're going to be talking about Kenny Stills and Will Fuller carrying the load. And whomever you might get back or in the draft, you know, you can't sell this to me. Okay, he wants a new contract. You don't have to give it to him. You don't have to give him a new contract. You know, Bill O'Brien has stuck his heels in the ground on this issue before. He did it with Jadeveon Clowney.
The other thing is this, and this is why, you know, when you talk about the Laremy Tunsil trade, you and I disagree on it. I think we're going to look back at that trade, and we're going to say they gave up way too much for Laremy Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
Gave up the two firsts and the second. You said they were being aggressive. They needed a left tackle. I don't think you're alone in that.
I don't think they had a choice. They had to get a left tackle.
But if you trade DeAndre Hopkins and you're doing it for some sort of
draft conversation, you got a lot of choices.
That's a snowball effect of the Tunsil trade, don't you think? When you trade those two first round picks.
Absolutely, because you lost those first round picks.
You traded the two first and the second, and now all of a sudden you're chasing your tail, and there's a snowball effect of the Laremy Tunsil trade.
Well, it's not necessarily a snowball effect. It's a factor, because I think the biggest factor is his contract that he wants to get redone, and the Texans don't want to do that. Again, that I don't understand, because I think they could either redo it, structure it in such a way that it's cap, beneficial for the cap, or not do it and just say, look, let's have this discussion again next year. You got 3 years left on your deal. I sure hope they don't start trying to portray DeAndre Hopkins as some sort of greed move or something like that. I think another factor here, frankly, Landon, let's just say what it is. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien like each other. And I think that's a fact.
I've heard a lot of people say it.
John McClain did not dispel that notion either when we had him on about an hour ago.
I've heard a lot of people that would know say that.
And if anything would bother me more than everything else, it's that. Bill O'Brien's personality, you know.
Running away elite talents.
Dictating how he runs a team. You got to set that apart, man. I mean, you got to set that apart. You can't let your emotions get in the way of making a smart football decision. The smart football decision is to have DeAndre Hopkins on your squad, period.
What are the three traits that Bill O'Brien always talks about?
Mm-hmm.
Tough, smart, dependable. Name me a player in franchise history, nonetheless, in the Bill O'Brien era, that's been tougher, smarter, and more dependable than DeAndre Hopkins.
You could maybe argue a couple, but
who?
I don't think there's any. Andre, you know, but I don't think you could. I don't think you could, you know, you could dispute that if you say that it's DeAndre Hopkins.
That's it. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. An update on everything going on around the NFL, including all the players that received the franchise tag. DJ Reader, not one of those players. Is DJ Reader destined for another squad? Plus, everything else going on around the NFL. Free agency continues on In the Loop next. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 with you. NFL free agency frenzy has officially begun.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're In the Loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, DJ Reader will not be franchise tagged by the Houston Texans. DJ Reader could be on the phone with someone else right now. Trying to find his next destination. These are the people who have been franchise tagged as the deadline has come and gone. Matthew Judon, Shaq Barrett, Bud Dupree, Leonard Williams, Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs, Justin Simmons, A.J. Green, Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans.
That's a big one.
Yannick Ngakoue of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Kenyon Drake out there in Arizona.
I think the Derrick Henry one is big, especially when you couple that with, Ryan Tannehill signing that big deal. So they're set there. Now, I understand he's not happy, Derrick Henry, because he probably wanted that contract to say, what, you're paying him instead of me. But he's in a position where, I mean, he's going to get a lot of money this year, and I think another big season, which he has in him, and he'll get even more big money.
Titans are running it back.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about the Texans, all the decisions that they've made that we'll get to in just a second. Titans are running it back. Colts expected to entertain the possibility of bringing in Phillip Rivers. Jacksonville just continues to trade players. Calais Campbell, the latest one there. But it looks like the Texans and the Titans, for the most part, they're keeping their core intact. And they're going to try to run it back in 2020. There's been a lot of talk from Peter King and other media types about a potential trade of DeAndre Hopkins. Michael Silver, the latest to weigh in, he says Texans have been getting calls about DeAndre Hopkins for a long time, for many years. However, he expects it would take basically a King's ransom for the Texans to trade number 10.
Well, I mean, there's smoke everywhere now. Peter King, Michael Silver, obviously John McClain didn't poo-poo this deal. Players are always, you know, getting calls. Teams are always getting calls on players. But when there's that much about one player all at one time on the day of free agency, that's a lot of smoke. And here's the other thing that our listeners need to know. If DeAndre Hopkins gets traded, it will be by this time on Wednesday. So it's going to be moving here pretty quick with Hopkins.
713-572-4610 to get in. What have you thought about some of the outrage over NFL free agency beginning as planned today compared to all the other sporting events that we've seen canceled? What do you think about all this outrage from some media types, not really listeners, but the fact that NFL free agency has begun amidst the coronavirus?
I think this is the best thing that could have happened. We are here for the release. We are here to be able to get your mind off of things. I mean, think about these people that are in self-quarantine. My son being one of them for 2 weeks. He's in self-quarantine after returning from Europe, and we'll get to that later. But they're just climbing the walls, man. I mean, don't you it'd be cool if you could just turn on the radio.com app and listen to us and everybody on our station and getting reports and breaking news. And, oh, by the way, this wouldn't be happening we'd still be kind of in the doldrums as a city and as a nation and as a world, you know, but especially in the NFL world, if this wasn't happening, right? Can I say something, too, that I want to...
Say whatever you want to say.
I meant to say this earlier, just as a side note, with everything going on with the coronavirus and all the closings and kids are going through drive-thrus now, families of kids are going through drive-thrus now to get meals in HISD. It's a daunting time that we are in right now. If you can, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it probably after the show. If you can, buy a couple or more of restaurant gift cards of your favorite restaurants. I've got a couple of favorite restaurants up in the Humble area. I'm going to go online or whatever it is. The restaurants in New York have just been limited. I saw this on Twitter a few moments ago. To take out orders only. These are the local businesses, man. I mean, we're all going to be fine through all this. But you know what would help? All these places that you frequent that you're not going to, buy a few gift cards. You can use them when this passes. 2, 3, 10 if you can. What are some of your local, and not even local, it could be chains, but some of the local restaurants that you go to. I like to go to, you know, a couple of Mexican restaurants up in my area, Chinese food restaurant, a couple. Go buy some gift cards for those people and help them out a little bit. Do them a solid.
It's a good idea.
Thank you.
Very good idea.
I want the loophole. I'm challenging the loopholes right now. And you can text with your results, 713-572-4610, to buy a couple at least of gift cards of your local favorite restaurant. La Via, I go there. I'll probably get one from there. 838, I like that, up in Humble. You know, Los Compadres, Ty Lee up in the Humble area. Buy some local gift cards of those restaurants.
713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm really disturbed about the thought of treating DeAndre Hopkins. You know, I'm wondering if Bill O'Brien has an allergy to the Super Bowl. You know, last year he gets rid of Jadeveon Clowney. This year he's thinking of getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, what is his thinking?
I agree. Another part of that is, you know, where are your game breakers? You've got Deshaun Watson, total game breaker. Well, who's he going to throw the ball to? Where you know, you need game breakers. You need elite talent. We see it every year. It's what wins the Super Bowl. Is players that make you know, game defining and deciding plays. You're losing one if you trade Hopkins.
And we don't know that he's entertaining the possibility. We don't know.
Well,
that.
There's like a lot of credible reports out there.
But in fairness, we don't know.
We
right?
don't know. Nobody knows, other than the guys in involved. But there sure are a lot of smoke out there.
I think you need to look for if they do sign a receiver. Like if they bring in a Sammy Watkins or something like that, does that increase or does that decrease the chance of the Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins? I think at this point it has to increase it, and that's where the smoke would be. It has also been interesting that, you know, we always hear about, you know, these guys that are real plugged in. When they list needs of the Houston Texans, it does seem like receiver comes in more than you would think. When you have DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, but whenever, like, these guys are listing draft needs or free agency needs, it does seem like the guys that are the most plugged in always throw out the possibility of a wide receiver.
I've seen offensive line. I don't know where that
comes. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was in the Peter King thing. That was the most confusing thing about that. Yeah. I didn't quite understand that. Other moves that the Houston Texans have made, Darren Fells, he gets locked up. 2-year contract, 7 touchdowns last year for the Texans starting tight end. He gets a 2-year, $7 million contract. He will be back. Your thoughts on that move?
Not exactly a game breaker, as I just mentioned, but I think what it does tell you, if you're a Texans fan, is that they're feeling pretty good about the tight end position, and that includes the water polo tight end. I guess they're going to have plans for him.
Kyahmi Fairbairn, he gets a 4-year deal, the kicker. A lot of people wanted him cut last year. I'm not going to name any names, but Kyahmi Fairbairn, he gets locked up as well. Third highest per year salary for a kicker. I'm okay with this. I was glad that they let him work through his struggles last year. Kyahmi Fairbairn, he's a good one. I'm glad the Texans get to keep him.
Yeah, still young. I think there's going to be some competition. There always is, but just to kind of keep him on his toes. But he's here, and he's their kicker.
Jonathan Joseph, arguably the best free agent signing in the history of the Texans. That's what John McClain said. They released a statement. I thought this was interesting.
It's my favorite terminology. You know that.
A statement. They agreed to mutually part ways. The Texans and Jonathan Joseph, quote, mutually parting ways.
Impossible. That's one of my favorite phrases in sports. that so-and-so and this coach and such and this player have, quote, mutually agreed to part ways. There is no such thing as mutually agreeing to part ways.
No such thing.
No such
thing. Ever.
Ever.
DeAndre Carter, they did not mutually part ways with him. The punt returner slash slot receiver will be back. He's an exclusive rights free agent. Had some struggles last year. Didn't catch that punt in Indianapolis before the safety debacle where Bill O'Brien had to call a timeout and got extremely defensive about the way things went down there. Had the muff punt against Atlanta, which turned it into a two-possession game. Then caught the kick before it went out of bounds. The near disaster against the Buffalo yeah. where he hands the ball to the ref without taking a knee. They eventually overruled that before the Texans comeback. And you also had him as the where you really knew that the Texans were destined to blow that 24-point lead against the Kansas City Chiefs, the fumble on the kickoff return. So there are a lot of struggles for DeAndre Carter last year. He's still a young guy, 26 years old. So we'll see what happens there. But DeAndre Carter is going to be back. Carlos Hyde might not be back. Carlos Hyde is testing the market. John McClain said the Texans are done with Carlos Hyde, and there are rumors that the Texans are actually interested in former All-Pro running back David Johnson.
Yep. David Johnson is a $16 million cap hit this year, so clearly it would be, in my view, it would be the Cardinals getting rid of some salary, the Texans taking it on, getting David Johnson, and a draft pick is what I would assume.
Jahlil Adai gone. I liked his game last year. I thought he did a good job filling in. Jahlil Adai is gone. He's going to go find another destination. I thought they kind of missed him against the Chiefs.
I thought he had a really good year. Better anyway than I was expecting him to have. But, yeah, it caught me a little bit surprised that they did that.
Bradley Roby, he's going to be back for the Texans. Signed that one-year deal last year. He's going to be back for three more years. $17 million guaranteed. $36 million contract. This is a good deal for the Houston Texans. Bradley Roby was your best cornerback last year. He was the 24th rated cornerback in regards to QBR as a corner. 24th in the league, by far the best in the Texans. He's going to be back for three more years.
Yeah, I like this. I think you know there's still a place of need, but not as big of a place of need at the cornerback position now.
Devontae Freeman, he's been released by the Atlanta Falcons. Could he be a guy that could upgrade the Houston Texans backfield? Here was Devontae Freeman last year when the Texans faced the Falcons, courtesy of Mark Vandermeer. Or not. Ryan Tannehill, he gets paid 4 years, $118 million total, $29.5 million average per season, $62 million fully guaranteed. Ryan Tannehill, not Tom Brady. And according to reports, the Titans, despite all of the smoke, despite all the fire, despite all the speculation, they straight up chose Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's a little of a head scratcher. I think if you're a Texans fan, you're pretty good with it, but still a very good team. And you know, it's kind of a little bit unfair to Tannehill. He wasn't great. I think he got paid a lot more than he should have probably gotten paid. I mean, no one was in competition for Ryan Tannehill, but at least they're established and they feel good about him. I mean, they got Derrick Henry and him, and they went to the AFC Championship game.
CBA passed while we were gone as well. The vote was 1,019 to 959. So the CBA is going to pass. We're going to see 17 game schedule. We're also going to see an extra team in the playoffs. According to SpotRack, the teams that benefit most, one of the three teams that benefit most from another playoff team, the Houston Texans.
Of course. That's their wheelhouse. Sneak into the playoffs and get ousted in the first or second round. I think the people who benefit most from this are NFL head coaches. Hey, I've been to the playoffs six out of the last 7 years. How'd that turn out? I think this is basically a safety net for coaches to have more job security.
Jags and Ravens, they agree on a trade that sends Calais Campbell from Jacksonville. He's been in the last three Pro Bowls to Baltimore. They get a fifth-round pick from the Baltimore Ravens for this. Baltimore Ravens, you want to talk about making good trades, because a lot of people have been upset with some of the trades that have been made around here. Some people have liked some of the trades that have been made around here. You want to talk about getting value back? This is what the Ravens have done with their last two fifth-round picks. They traded one of them for Marcus Peters, who had a Pro Bowl season last year, traded it to the Rams. And then they just traded another fifth-rounder for Calais Campbell, who has made the last three Pro Bowlers as a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is good general managing, for sure. And as far as Calais Campbell, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've got 11 draft picks in this upcoming draft, which, by the way, if you weren't listening earlier, is going to happen April 23rd through the 25th as scheduled, but it's going to be in a completely different format. No fans. Las Vegas was expecting 700,000 visitors for the NFL draft, and now they're not going to have any public events, but they will have the draft, and the Jaguars have 11 picks in the draft this year.
Antonio Brown, he tweeted this out earlier, earlier when we were gone. This is what Antonio Brown had to say. Quote, "Anger and ego kicked my ass for about 6 months. I forgot about hard work, and grace has success, took a shot and has success." Sometimes you lose track of his tweets, because I'm not sure that Antonio Brown is went to college for academic purposes. But Antonio Brown talking about basically that he's been humbled and he's going to try to get back in the NFL in the next 6 months.
Well, I mean, that would humble you, right? When nobody's calling your phone, that's pretty humbling.
Josh Norman, he agrees on a one-year, $8 million deal with the Buffalo Bills. Josh Norman, one of the worst corners in the league last year. He's going to go to Buffalo, a team that already has one of the best in the league. They're going to put Josh Norman on the other side and hope that he can maybe revive his career after being such a disappointment with the Washington Redskins.
That's a good fit for him, isn't it? I mean, that with Buffalo, I think that's a good sign.
Kareem Jackson, he had this happen to him. I want to see if you can relate to this. Kareem, quote, "Wonder how valet dude going to feel when I tell him I don't have any cash to pay him."
I mean, we all know how he's going to feel, right? You jerk. I've been there. I've done that several times. You don't think about it. You don't have cash. Hey, I'll get you next time. Yeah, sure you will.
J.J. Watt, you knew he was going to do something like this. Mm-hmm. He and his wife have donated $350,000 to the Houston Food Bank.
A lot of players, athletes are stepping forward. You knew J.J. was going to – J.J. and Kalia were going to be involved. In this case, how about Springer, $100,000 to the employees at Minute Maid. A lot of good stuff there.
Tillman Fertitta, I thought this was interesting. The Rockets, obviously, their games have been postponed. They've talked about the NBA picking back up in June. This was according to Woj of ESPN. Besides the Knicks, the New York Knicks, we know what a dumpster fire they are. Two other teams on the Board of Governors. The NBA had a call with the Board of Governors a couple Wednesdays ago. They expressed reservations on eliminating fans from games without first receiving a formal governmental mandate to do so.
Let me guess.
The other two teams, the Indiana Pacers and your Houston Rockets.
That's the least surprising thing I've heard all day. No, not the fans. We need customers.
There's going to be a three. They're preparing, the NBA is, for a three-month hiatus on financial damage. I'm not trying to make light of this, but I think of all the people that are going to be the most irked by losing money, or as much money they are, Tillman Fertitta is probably going to be pretty high up on that list.
Absolutely. I mean, look at his whole industry, much less the Rockets. His empire, I should say, much less the Rockets. And that's why I want to say that. I want to be very, very clear. Go buy some gift cards for some restaurants, man. Make a difference.
It was supposed to be 10 days away from Astros opening day, the most anticipated opening day that we've had around here in a very, very long time, the Houston Astros. We're going to have to wait even longer for that. We don't know when baseball is going to resume, but we're going to have to wait even longer for Astros baseball, which it sucks, man. I mean, that sucks for the city, because we've been ready for that. But obviously, priorities in check, it's a necessary thing.
How weird/bad is it going to be for the NBA if they can't play again until June? Just in terms of just the competitiveness, teams on a roll like the Rockets, and then you're competing with probably baseball opening the same time, and the NFL starts their training camps in July. That's gonna be a tough road to hoe for the NBA.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, with you here on Sports Radio 610. NFL, quote, legal tampering has begun. We'll give you the latest on the Texans, as well as the one trade rumor that has the city of Houston going nuts. Keep it locked. In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.